better. Well, Ricky, an exciting game. Pulsating stuff. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was exciting. Game of two halves, I think. I thought the first half we were completely dominant. Created a lot of good opportunities. One good save, two or three off target, three or four blocked. And then you go in when you're playing that well and 1-0 down, you're sort of scratching your head. But we said to the players, just continue to concentrate on their performance, try and play the same way, try and play four, break the lines, quick with passes, find the front four, who I thought in the first half were excellent. And I said, as soon as we score one, you know, we'll go on to win the game. And funny, isn't it, that you come out the second half, we didn't play anywhere near as well in the first half as we did in the second, yet we scored the two goals that ended up getting us the victory. But I think we have to give some credit to the players. You know, to come from one goal behind in any game of football and then to win is a real good testament of character. And I understand that many will say it was a game that we should have won because of the opposition and lower level, but they're a good side. They're physical. They've got some very good players. I think they'll probably go away from today feeling a little bit hard done by that they didn't get at least a replay. But on the other flip side, Nige, I think when you're missing five players, as we were, you know, both our centre halves, one away, one suspended. Scott Sinclair breaking his collarbone, who's operated at right back a lot this season. Mark Colson today was ill, had to come off, got through 60 minutes. But had to come off. And then you've got Jack Bradshaw and Dubio Bonner as well through the middle. So, you know, I think the difference is, you know, if that had been a league game and we were missing those players, you know, you'd probably be stood in now staring defeat in the face. So the game against lower level opposition, although they were good, I think helped us with the players we had unavailable. And we'll welcome those players back now for Tuesday night, and that's back-to-back wins. Whether it be cup games or not, winning breeds confidence and gives you some momentum, and that's a lot in football. So we just now need to carry these wins into the league on Tuesday, and it'll be tough. We know that every game in the league is tough, but that is our priority, and we have to now start trying to pick up points in the league and start climbing the table.
We do indeed. Word for Moisey. Man came in from step five, did a wonderful job.
We know what Moisey can do. You know, he played over 20 games for us last year in a promotion winning side. So we knew that against step four sides that Daniel would be more than capable of coming in and performing. And, you know, he showed what a good player he is. And that is the joys, you know, of having people that understand that they are part of a squad. And, you know, it also shows the importance of having them out on dual registrations, you know, whether it be in the United Counties or the furlough none, because if you need to call upon them in times of need, like we did today, that you've got those players that are playing games that are match fit, that can come in and do a job. And if there's one thing that Daniel will always do is he gives you absolutely everything, doesn't he? Heart and soul and desire. And I thought his performance today was very good. You know, last 15 minutes he was playing on one leg. Harry O'Malley last 15 minutes was playing on one leg. We had Danny Kelly playing at right back, no centre forward. You know, we were down to nine. We'd made all our changes and we knew that the last 10 minutes was going to be very, very tough. But you know, I've questioned the players over the recent weeks of how much they want to be here and how much desire they've got to fight for this football club and have they got the stomach for a fight. And I think today showed in abundance that they have. Actions speak louder than words. They need to start showing it on a more regular basis. Today was a step forward. Have we turned a corner? No. But are we turning a corner? I think so. We just now have to make sure that we continue to do that against Dunstable on Tuesday. And, you know, be a little bit more consistent in our performances. And we've got a good group of players. You know, that is fact. And they do show on times that how good they are. They're just very frustrating. That their levels of performance dip in and out a little bit too much, and we have to make sure that we don't allow that to happen Tuesday. And you know, I'm delighted for them today. They deserve that, and hopefully they'll enjoy the evening and then we'll go again Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Well done, mate.